Only smart people get up early enough to listen to the Francine Marie Show. So thanks for listening, smarty pants.
Oi, Billy! Oscar! Dave! Get up! Francine Marie Show's on!
Good morning and thanks for joining us. We're going to talk about taxes today. Yes, I know. Sometimes it's hard to talk about taxes because we have to pay, but it's great when we get a refund. Well, while we're in this tax season, we got a financial strategist for you. It is Joyce Palmer, yes, with JP Financial Group. Now, you can go online, jpfinancialgroupllc.com, to find out what it is all about when it comes to strategizing your money. Do you have a good relationship with your money? Well, let me introduce Joyce. Good morning.
Good morning, Miss Francine. How are you?
I am good. It's a great Monday morning. Is this your busiest time as a financial strategist during tax season?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Even though I'm not a CPA, so I need to put that out there. I'm not a CPA, so I'm not actually preparing taxes. However, because I am a financial advisor and I work with clients on retirement planning, taxes is a big, huge component of their retirement planning process. So, yes.
And I know you run into this a lot. We just want a refund. We just want to get in, get out real easy. But there's a method to the madness when you want to retire. There's a method if you want to keep everything straight, because there's nothing worse than a tax audit. Do we still have a deadline this year?
I think they just announced they extended our April 15th to May 15th. So that gives us a little bit longer to get that done. I'm sure the CPAs and the tax people are all, you know, excited about that. One thing I think is most important when we're dealing with taxes is understanding there's a difference between tax preparer versus tax planning. And so, like you said, unfortunately, most of the time we're thinking, I just want to get my refund. I just want to file my tax return. And that's in the now, that's in the day. But what's more important is tax planning. What's going to happen next year, 5 years from now, 10 years from now, and how you can kind of hedge off some of the tax situations in advance.
Because things are changing. Things are changing, as they say. Let's go over some tips before we go over all these changes.
Yes. I just published out a great white page on the 6 hidden tax saving opportunities opened up by the new tax rules. So last year was a whirlwind. The year before that was a whirlwind. And in the midst of all of that, there were some major tax laws. Matter of fact, it was probably the most impactful tax legislation in the last decade. So
wow.
That all happened within the last literally 3 years. And so with the pandemic coming into place, some of those things kind of got washed over or overlooked. So like I said, a couple of major tax laws and legislations that changed that I think everybody needs to know and be aware of. So
okay.
You have 6 hidden tax opportunities.
Do we need a drum roll for this one?
A drum roll, yeah. We do the countdown. So the first thing is the Tax Cut and Jobs Act that was passed in 2017. Then the SECURE Act, which stands for Setting Every Community Up for Retirement Enhancement Act, was passed the end of 2019. And then in COVID-19 pandemic, we had some tax changes. So between all of those, most people probably overlooked or missed some of the opportunities to put them in a better situation from a tax standpoint. So I'll start with one of them and
okay.
We'll go through them. So one is the standard deduction later. Most of the time, you can take deductions. So they changed the way you can take deductions now. So a lot of people are actually going to end up paying more in taxes because they're not going to be able to itemize and deduct as many things as they could before. So that's one.
Yeah. Can I stop you there? They keep reducing it. Why is that?
I know, right?
Okay, keep going.
kind of like the tax rates are lower. However, you may not see less. You may, right. may not feel that. So it's kind of like the giveth and now take it away. The second thing is medical expenses. So that's a big kind of opportunity, especially in light of the pandemic, being able to prepay your medical expenses and getting that as a, you know, deduction or reimbursement. So that's a, another big deal, prepay medical expenses. So that's the second hidden tax opportunity.
We need that.
The third one, and this one affects big time, I call people that are really big with charity donations. And, you know, and a lot of people are definitely feeling the need to give more now in light of everything that's going on. So this is an opportunity. You can give money to your favorite charity right directly from your IRA. And that came out of the new Secure Act that was actually in 2019. Great opportunity. You know, if you have a charity and you want to give, you can now just directly give it directly from your IRA. Number four is lower your taxable income with a Roth conversion. And by this one is probably the most impactful for the most people. So why do we want to go to a Roth? Why do we want to get rid of the tax liability today versus waiting later? It's because taxes are on sale right now. I'm a shoe shopper. I love shoes, right? So just imagine if your favorite designer shoes were on sale for like 75% off. We're shopping. We are shopping. So taxes right now are on sale. They're in the lowest tax environment that we have been in many, many, many years. So it may make sense to start shifting and getting rid of your tax liability today while it's on sale, while the rates are lower, versus waiting till later when tax rates are going to be who knows where, off the chart. And now you're going to have that tax bill later. So Roth conversions are sexy.
I'm hearing that word sexy a lot with IRAs.
Roth IRAs are back.
They were good before, but now they have new benefits.
They've always been good. You're right, Francine. They've always been good, underutilized maybe. Now more than ever, thinking about or strategizing how to minimize your tax liability or reduce the amount you have to give Uncle Sam, then you're missing out. You're missing out. So that's why the Roth conversion is now more important than ever. And there are other alternatives also, other than just Roth conversions. You know, there's cash value life insurance, probably one of the best kept secrets. That's literally a huge tax efficient vehicle. You definitely got to be thinking about how can I, you know, minimize my taxes.
You know, before we got our millions and billions, we were just throwing money into our savings account. And we're like, I have 6 months of savings, or I have a year's worth of savings, or I have more than that, or I got willed money from mommy, daddy, auntie, uncle. Right. And we just let it sit there. But we need to be smarter with our money. Right now is no joke. You have to. But the trusted source is out there. That's why we went to you this morning, JP Financial Group, is because you're a trusted source. So you have wraparound services. So, you know, your expertise is here, but you have experts over here who have, you know, who work with billions of dollars. And then you have folks who come and they'll like, you know what? I just got a divorce and this happened, or somebody put me in debt, but I had money. So I bet you see all kind of complicated puzzles.
We do. And you're right. We work as a team. And we incorporate in partnership with a CPA, because I think it's very, very important to work with people that that's what they specialize in. You know, I certainly wouldn't go out there and pop the hood of my car and start trying to change the oil. That's not what I do. So I'm going to take it to a mechanic. And so when it comes to taxes and planning, we have a CPA on our team that we work with. We have an estate attorney. Having your trust, your will, your legal documents. During this pandemic, it's been critical for people to have their legal documents in place. You know, imagine, you know, going into that hospital and not having any written documentation on how you want your, you know, health to be handled. So we partner with a legal, with an attorney. And then we also, we have a registered investment advisor. I am the co-owner of our wealth management division. Chaz is our money manager. So he helps our clients invest in the stock market in a smart way. So you're not just rolling the dice and, you know, going out here and doing something crazy. So he helps them invest. And then, of course, I get to do the fun part. I get to actually pull the team together and strategize and play quarterback.
You co-authored a book, and the name of that book is it hits home. Don't Go Broke in a Nursing Home. Mm-hmm. And that title hits home because you think, oh, if I'm a senior, whether I have money or not, I'm going to be safe because people are going to take care of me. No, they're not. People are not going to take care of you unless you plan for them to take care of you.
Yes, yes. It's a topic really near and dear to me because, and I'm sure if listeners have been caregivers, and especially ladies, we tend to be the caregiver. It is a very, very alarming situation to be a caregiver and to see your parents or your grandparents age. And what you want for them is you want them to do it gracefully. You want them to be happy and comfortable. And oftentimes, if that planning is not done, they can literally end up going broke, using all of their financial resources, and end up in, you know, in a dire situation. So planning for that is really, really important. And this pandemic just brought that home even more with all of the situations going on with the nursing homes. And it breaks my heart to think that many people will end up literally drawing all of their savings, their retirement nest egg, just to have care. And it doesn't have to be that way. You can plan for it.
We want to come out of this life better than when we came into this life. Mm-hmm. And if you did, you know, if you weren't born with that silver spoon and a trust fund, I love them trust fund.
You don't have that trust fund?
No. You don't have a trust fund? It's my trust fund or paycheck to paycheck.
That's right.
Is there anything in the middle? Yes, there is, because people are getting annuities, right?
Yeah.
I know we're not going to go there this morning, but you can have a paycheck that allows you to have a playcheck.
Right.
We'll have to talk about those types of things.
That's right. You have a podcast,
Proactive Women Podcast.
Yes. I'm so excited about that. Who my co-host, Miss Francine Marie. But yes, we are so excited about our podcast. We have a great time. We cover lots of wonderful topics and podcasts, Proactive Woman on podcasts, and we like men too. So we invite them to come in and talk to us as well. But we cover some major, you know, topics, everything from psychology of money, you know, why you have that story that you have in your head about money, to obviously talking about serious things like taxes and retirement planning and income planning. And like I said, creating that paycheck in retirement and a playcheck as well.
We like that playcheck. I don't know what it is about humans. We love to spend money, but saving it is not our favorite thing to do. So if you want a good relationship with money, check out JP Financial Group, LLC. Joyce Palmer's joining us this morning, our CEO and our financial strategist. And I know I've only got 3 more minutes with you. You do a lot of work in the community. So not only are you at your desk and you're figuring out different calculations for us to live a good life, you're out here in the community. So talk about some things you're doing in the future.
First, let me put a plug in for a webinar that we're doing soon. Definitely check us out on our website, jpfinancialgroupllc.com. And we have a calendar of events, so it lets you know what's coming up. But one of the major events that we do every year is a shred party. So we encourage our clients to take all those financial documents that you should not throw in the trash with your identity information on it. And we encourage them, you need to shred those things. So every year we get this big, huge shred truck in our parking lot, and our clients and the community gets to come to the shred event and shreds, and it's totally free. So this year, because last year COVID, we couldn't do it. This year, we're going to put a different twist on it. We decided to support two very, very important nonprofit organizations that do great work in the community. One is the Charlotte Post Foundation, and the other one is FACET, Faith in Action Community Transition, that works with women that are making their transition from homelessness to independence. So we are super excited about that. Save the date, May 15th. It's coming, and we are going to have the shred truck, and then we're also going to raise money for those two important nonprofits in the community.
I'm glad you're doing that shred event, because I think I've gone through two shredders within 10 years.
Yeah.
It's like, do they make them so they only last a month? I don't know, but we need that big truck. So go.
That's right.
Listeners can go to jpfinancialgroupllc.com and find out all the events that Joyce Palmer is putting on in the Queen City. Not only do you work with folks in the Queen City, you work with people remotely.
Yes, we do. Yes. This new virtual world has opened up the opportunity for JP Financial Group to meet friends and gain clients all over the United States. So we are virtual. It took me a minute to get there, because I must admit, I'm much better in person. We are all virtual now, so we finally got it down, and we're all over the place virtually.
I like it. I miss you coming to the studio. I miss those times. But soon we will do that. Soon.
Yes.
Soon we will do that. All right, go right now. jpfinancialgroupllc.com. Joyce Palmer, our financial strategist, has been joining us this morning. We love you, our new best friend. Thank you.
Thank you, Francine. Always enjoy coming to visit you.
You're listening to the Francine Marie Show. We're popping out for a quick cup of tea, but we'll be right back.
This is my jam and jelly, y'all, on the Francine Marie Show. Spread that show out, girl. Spread it out.
Please, please do not harm us. We have come to your planet for one thing. The Francine Marie Show. It's the only content we can digest.